Today's daf is Chulin Daf Chaf Dalid. We left off on Daf Chaf Gimel and Beis. We're at the Mishnah. We're in the middle of a series of Mishnayos where the Mishnayos keep on contrasting two things. That which is kosher by this is possible by this. That's kosher by the other thing is possible by the first thing. So just in terms of the Seder HaDvarim, the Teferes Yaakov points out that at first the Mishnah brings a series of three things, that which is kosher b'zeh is possible b'zeh, kosher b'zeh is possible b'zeh, but the three items discussed are mamish lehepich zemizei. Each one is the complete opposite of the other. Shchita, melika, torin, b'neyona, para, egla. There's no overlap. Whatever is kosher for one is definitely possible for the other one, and vice versa. And then the Mishnah is going to bring three things that are not mamish lehepich. It's just that there's the possibility that which is kosher for one is possible to the other. Like kohanim, levim, we're going to see today. Klecheres, kalakelim, we won't see today. Kleets, klematechos, also we won't see today later on. But that's the seder hadvarim in terms of the organization of the Mishnah. So it started obviously with Shechita Malika, because that's the topic of our Masechta. But once it got to that, even the Mishnayos, normally we're used to the Gemara being tangential, but even the Mishnayos themselves are tangential. That once we're discussing that which is Kasher Shechita possible Malika, so we get into all of these other issues. So the Tiferes Yaakov just raised the question that maybe there are a couple of other things he would have added to the list. Why don't we say that which is Kasher Ba'of is possible Behema, that which is Kasher Behema is possible Ba'of, and refer to Shechita Malika now. In that sense, that Malika's kasher ba'of, it's possible by behema if you're dealing within the world of kachim, and shchita's kasher behema, behema's kachim, and it's possible ba'of kachim, and we could say that which is kasher ba'of chulin, which is shchita, is possible ba'of muktashin. We could have done that one as well. And that which is kasher ba'of muktashin, which is malika, is possible ba'of chulin. So Tiferes Yaakov gives the obvious teretz that these chilukim are already included in that which the Mishnah said, that which is kasher b'shchita is possible b'malika. So that's already included. These chilukim are already included. He also answers that these halachos would have no extra chiddush. That every time it says in the Torah shchita by behema, and every time it talks about Oph, it mentions Malika. Every time it talks about Oph Kachim, it mentions Malika. It never ever says it the opposite. It never fails to say Shechita by Behema, never fails to say Malika by Oph Kachim. So it's Pashut that which is Kashub Zeh is possible Zeh. And also by Oph Chulin, that which is Kashub Oph Chulin, possible Kachim, meaning the fact that you do Shechita and Oph Chulin and Malika and Oph Kachim is also Pashut, because all of these halachas are directly halacha l'Moshe Misinai, as opposed to the things that are listed in the Mishnah. There's always one little chiddush that's added in the Mishnah that we would not have necessarily known. For instance, Torah b'nei Yonah, the chiddush is that you shouldn't be medayik from the fact that the Torah always calls it b'nei Yonah and always calls it Torim, that yeah, b'nei Yonah have to be below a certain age, but Torim is just general, that it could be any age, because it doesn't say zakin Torim, it just says Torim, so it has to tell us a chiddush that the Torim dafka have to be beyond a certain age. By Parah and Egla, there was makom to say that since they're not brought as a korban and they're not eaten, that maybe they would both be kosher b'shchita ve'arifa, both by para and egla. So that's why we need a Mishnah to tell me that which is kosher b'zeh is possible b'zeh. But that's the basic structure of the Mishnah. So let's see the Mishnah Chav Gimlam Beis. Kosher b'para possible b'egla, kosher b'egla possible b'para. So we're contrasting two very unique kinds of avodos, the para aduma and the egla rufa. And we're saying that which is kosher to do by a para is possible to do by an egla, and vice versa. So the Braisa again fills us in on what halacha we're talking about. Tanu Rabbanan, para b'shchita kshera ba'arifa psula. The para aduma you're supposed to shecht, but if you do an arifa on the para aduma, it is possible. Definition of arifa is you take like this large hatchet and you swing it hard at the back of the animal's head, and that's how they kill the egla rufa. That's arifa. It's a one large blunt a strike to the back of the head. Which shchita we know is malach umevi with a sharp knife. So it's a very different process, obviously. So the para has to dafka be shechted and you can't do arifa. Egla ba arifa ksher b'shchita psula. The egla, it's the reverse. Arifa it's kosher, b'shchita it's going to be pasul. Nimtze is kosher b'para pasul b'egla, kosher b'egla pasul b'para. Good. V'tei para k'shera b'arifa mikal v'chomer. So asks the Gemara, why don't we say that you could do arifa on a para aduma from a kal v'chomer as follows? Uma egla shlo hukshra b'shchita. Hukshra ba'arifa. If egla, which you cannot do shchita on, nevertheless you can do arifa on, so it sounds like we're more likely to permit arifa than we are to permit shchita. So para shukshra b'shchita enodin shukshra ba'arifa. So para where we even allow shchita, kal v'chomer we should allow arifa. So arifa should be kosher by the para aduma. So says the Gemara, no, amar kra v'shachat. The Torah uses the terminology of v'shachat as well as the terminology of chuka. It never actually says the words directly v'shachat v'chuka. It says v'shachat osa l'fanav, and it says zos chukas haTorah. So since the Torah uses both the terminology of v'shachat and the terminology of chok of chuka, so b'shchita in ba'arifa lo. We learn from there that it has to be the way it's described, that it's a chok v'lo yavar, that it's got to be b'shchita. It cannot be with anything else. Cannot be Arifa. So, frak the Gemara, okay, but is that really a valid drasha? V'kalhecha d'chsiv bechuka lo darshinan kal v'chomer? Is this true that anytime it says chuka, you're not allowed to darshin a kal v'chomer? Whenever it says chuka, v'hagabe yom ha-kippurim, when it comes to yom ha-kippurim, d'chsiv bechuka, where it says chuka in regards to yom ha-kippurim, v'tanya, and Rashi fills us in, he says, Rashi v'hagabe yom ha-kippurim, d'chsiv gorol v'nasna aron al shnei, V'gomer k'siv chuka b'sof ha-parsha. When we talk about the Seil Hashem, Seil HaZazel, and the Goral that's done to determine which one is which, so it says chuka. V'ilav d'chsiv mi'uta behedya d'lo makdish below Goral, havam arbinan b'kav v'chomer d'kaddish al yidei kriya shem below Goral. And yet we're going to see the Bryce is going to try to make a drasha where you could be makdish, which one is Hashem, which one is HaZazel, even without a Goral, and it's only through a special drasha that we're told. I'm sorry, we tried to make a kal v'chomer that you could be makdish without a goral, and it's only through a special drasha that we're told that you can't be. Why do I need a special drasha by Yom Kippur to tell me that you can't be makdish in any way other than the goral? It says chuka in the parsha, and every time it says chuka, automatically you can't make any kal v'chomer otherwise, so I don't need any fancy drashas. It says chuka, that should be the end of the discussion. If chuka, in fact, is a strong enough terminology to tell me not to make any kal v'chomer. So that's going to be the Gemara's kasha. V'tanya, so let's see the Bryce. The Brisa says, "Vaso chatos hagoral osa chatos ve'ina shem osa chatos." The only thing that makes something a seal LaHashem is if the goral comes out with the word LaHashem on it and you put it on the animal's head. That was part of the process, as the Mishnayos and Yuma describe. But just calling it by shem chatos, that alone is not going to work. Sheyachol, because you might have thought valodinu that you could have a kal v'chomer uma b'makom shlo kidesh hagoral kidesh hashem. If by other karbanos where goral it does not work to be Mekadesh. Nevertheless, the shame does work to be Mekadesh. Just calling it a shame carbon works to be Mekadesh. Makom shekidesh ha-goral. So by the Seil HaShem, where the goral does work to be Mekadesh it, eno din shekidesh ha-shem. So all the more so, kriya shame alone should be Mekadesh it. That's what I would have thought. Tamalomer vasol chatos, hagor lo sechatos vein Hashem lo sechatos. That's why the pasuk says vasol chatos. I have a special drasha to tell me the only way to be makdish is dafka by a girl, not by any kriya shame. So what do you see from there? Time of the kasa of Rachman of Asochata, Salav Achidarshin Kal V'chomer. It's only because we have a special drasha there. Had we not had a special drasha there, it was open to making a Kal V'chomer that would have gone against that which is learned from Chuka, would have gone against that which it says explicit in that parsha, even though the parsha has the word Chuka in it, and we said before that the word Chuka means that no, you can only do what it says in the parsha. Sounds like we were open to other ideas, even though it says chuka. So says the Gemara, no, miyet rachman gabli egla arufa, zos barifa ve'ina cheres barifa. There's a special miyet by egla arufa. You're right, it's not based on chuka. It's just a special miyet by egla arufa that zos barifa ve'ina cheres barifa. That it's only egla arufa that can get meaning. We thought before the drasha was in the parsha of Paraduma. That from the parsha of Paraduma, since it describes shchita and chuka, that's how I know you can only do shchita by Paraduma. So he said, no, chuka doesn't mean anything. The point is, in the parsha of Egla Rufa, when it describes this unusual procedure of arifa, that's where it says, and by the way, it's only here, nowhere else, including not by Paraduma. So that's your special drasha over there. V'tei egla k'sheira b'shchita mikal v'chomer. So says the Gemara, okay, but let's flip it around. Why don't we say that egla rufa should be kosher b'shchita with a kal v'chomer? Umat parash alohu, because all we have in that drasha by egla rufa is zos barifa v'enacheres barifa. But that doesn't tell me that you can't do shchita on the egla rufa. So why don't we say egla rufa should be kosher b'shchita from a kal v'chomer? Umat parash alohu k'shra barifa k'sheira b'shchita. If a parah which is not hukshar barifa, you can't do arifa on a parah because we just said the drasha zos barifa v'enacheres barifa, and nevertheless you can do shchita on a parah. So you see that shchita we're much more likely to allow doing shchita. Egla shekshir barifa nudin hukshar b'shchita. So egla which is kasher barifa, all the more so should be kasher b'shchita. Amar krava arfo ha'egla ba'arifa in b'shchita lo. That drasha again within the parsha of egla rufa that not only teaches that arifa is limited to egla and cannot be applied to para, but it also teaches that the only way to do egla is ba'arifa. It cannot be done in any other way. It cannot be done b'shchita. It's just describing what you do. Varfu Egla, where's the meat? Well, how do we darshan from there? Varifa in Mishkita lo. It's just describing the procedure of Varifa. So Rashi says, Shana lava kasav la'akev. No, it says it twice. The fact that it says it twice, that's unnecessary. It must be coming to tell me that it's dafka over here that you're allowed to do it and nowhere else. So in the course of the suggested kalvachomer that we had then denied in describing the we had said, well, if you look at every other korban, the shame is mekadesh, so goral is not mekadesh. So you might think that by the siul Hashem also, when goral is mekadesh, all the more so shame is mekadesh. So Rashi just points out, what are examples of such karbanos that we're talking about that's lo kidesh hagoral and it is kodesh al yidei shem? Kigon, kinezavim, v'yoldos. We're talking about other sets of two. Whenever you have other sets of two, and one of them is going to be, one type of carbon, the other is going to be another type of carbon, there has to be a difference between them. When you bring a set of birds, and one is going to be an ola, one's going to be a chatas, like the sets of birds that is zav or yoledes brings, the echo the chatas veecho the ola shim higri laleim shakas val even achas chatas val even achas ola v'itil laleim begoral lo matzinu shei goral kovan v'imratzal l'shnosan rishus biyado. If you were to make a goral and not say anything, just put two pieces of paper, two pieces of stone that have the shame ola and chatos in a box, and pull them out and put it on the heads of these birds, that wouldn't work and would have no impact, wouldn't have any meaning. You would then be able to change it for something else. So that's what it means that the goral doesn't work by other karbanos. It means by other sets of two that whose status needs to still be determined. The way to determine that status is not through a goral. So fractosos, if you look at little tosos, ma b'makom shlo kiddush hagoral, fractosos and tomar, kinim gufayim min nolon shlo kiddush hagoral, ema kal v'chomer ipcha. Meaning, Rashi said that it's not kiddush hagoral by kinim. How do you know? Who told us that it's not? Maybe you could say a kal v'chomer the opposite way. Meaning, once we learn that when it comes to the Siyal Hashem and Siyal HaZazel, that it's only a girl that's Mekadesh and shame cannot be Mekadesh, so why don't you say the following kal v'chomer? That if shame cannot be Mekadesh, and yet Goral can be Mekadesh by the Seir, so by Kinim, where even shame could be Mekadesh, kal v'chomer, the Goral could be Mekadesh. So he says, Yishlam Ardika Shumiyot. So there's one of those unsatisfying answers, because we don't know what the miyot is, but he says there's got to be some drasha. Why does there have to be some drasha? Because each time we suggest one of these kal v'chomers, we're always eager to suggest the opposite also. In each of the cases, the Gemara doesn't go through it when it comes to the Seir and the Kinim, because that's not really our topic over here. Our topic is about the Parah and the Egla. But it's exactly what our Gemara did. It asked the kal v'chomer in both directions. Right? First we asked that if an Egla is not Hukshar B'Shchita, it's Hukshar Barifa, the Parah should also be Hukshar Barifa. And then we reversed it. And we said that if the para is hukshar b'shchita but not ba'arifa, so kal v'chomer the egla should be hukshar b'shchita. So we see that we're willing to ask two contradicting kal v'chomers. Once we ascertain that one side is a no go, we go and we attack the reverse side. So it tells us that we should have done the same thing over here. Elamai, there must be some other miut, some reason that we can't do it. But in a chinami, we should have. That should have been the drasha. Now again, Rashi said that the drasha of Arfa Egla is that it's Shana Lavakas of La'akev, that the Torah repeated the phrase. The Teferes Yaakov, the Teferes Yisrael, rather, in the bottom of the Mishnayis, in the Boaz, in the Yachin Boaz Mishnayis, writes, based on the Tosos of Menachas Tav Lamed Ches, that it's only by Kachin that you need Shana Lavakas of La'akev. So over here, whether you go Basra Lamed or whether you go Basra Lamed, remember we had these discussions of Menachos. We said that okay, if I'm going to learn, if there are certain dinim within the area of Kachim that are certain methodologies of learning that are only within the area of Kachim and are not in the area to be Malamid min Alama, right, that are not in other areas of Halacha. So like Shana Lavakas of La'akev, normally if the Torah tells me you know, you have to take Dalad Minim, so that's Ma'akev. If I don't take Dalad Minim, I'm not Yotze the Mitzvah of Dalad Minim, meaning it's an absolute Chiyuv. The Torah doesn't have to say it twice. This whole idea of Shana Lavakas of La'akev is only when it comes to Kachim. But there's discussions, well, what if you're learning Kachim from somewhere else? Right, you're learning, you're comparing two dinim, one is Kachim related, one is not Kachim related. Would you follow Kachim rules, or would you follow non-Kachim rules? So the Tiferes Yisrael just points out in the Mishnayis that it's, since only by Kachim you have this din that you need, Shana Lavakas of La'akev, over here, whether you go Basa the Lamed, or whether you go Basa the Melamed, the Chari you shouldn't need Shina Lavakas of La'akev, because neither of them are Kachim. The Lamed is Egla Rufa, which is Chulim Gomer. The Egla Rufa is not Kachim, you don't bring it in the Beis HaMikdash, it has nothing to do with the Beis HaMikdash, it's the Beis Din of the city, happens to go out where they found an abandoned murdered body, and they do the procedure of Egla Rufa, the Beis Din of the closer city. That's where we learn the Din of Karov, but it has nothing to do with Kachim. And also the Melamed, which is Para, is also the Para. It's nowhere near. It has nothing to do with the Beis HaMikdash. It's not a Beis HaMikdash related halacha. So he says that no, you can't say this Shina Lavakas of La'akev is different than the normal Kachim Shina Lavakas of La'akev, because by Kachim, if it weren't Shina Lavakas of La'akev, we would say, oh, when the Torah tells me this, then it's only the mitzvah but not La'akev. But the evidence would still be kosher without the particular din under discussion. Over here, we need the Torah to repeat it twice from the fact that it's coming to exclude the possibility of a kavachomer that shchitas ksheira be'egla mikavachomer mipara. So it's got to be coming to tell me that no, it's pasul be'egla. It's a totally different thing. It's not talking about lemitzvah versus la'akev. It's a completely different kind of shana levakas of la'akev, and that's why Rashi is not at all out of place over here. Okay, next Mishnah. Kasher b'kohanim pasul b'levim, kasher b'levim pasul b'kohanim. He who is kasher, that which is kasher by kohanim is pasul by levim, that which is kasher by levim is pasul by kohanim. So what's that referring to? Tan Rabbanan, again, we have the brisa that fills us in. Kohanim b'mumin psulim b'shanim ksherim. A kohen only becomes pasul when he has a mum, but no matter how old the kohen gets, well, within reason we'll see, but when the kohen gets older, he does not become pasul to do his job. Levim b'mumin ksherim, a levi can have a mum and he's still going to be kasher b'shanim psulim, but when he gets old, he's going to be pasul. Nimtza kasher b'kohanim pasul b'levim, kasher b'levim pasul b'kohanim. So that's what we're referring to when we say that which is kasher by one is possible by the other and vice versa. So frankly, Marminani Mili, how do I know this is true? Where do I know that it's Dafka age that matters for a Levi and Mumin that matter for a Kohen? The Tan Rabban, we have a Brisa. Zos Asher LaLevim. Matam Alomar, what's the Pasuk teaching me? Levi Shenemar Mi Ben Chamishim Shana Yashuv, that when he's 50 years old, so he's Yashuv Mitzvah Avoda V'lo Yavorod, he has to leave his position of Avoda, he can no longer do the Avoda, the Torah tells us. So Leman LaLevim, Shashanim Posimhem. So how do I know by Levim that when he ages out, he's too old to do the Avoda at the age of 50 already, because that's what it says in the Torah. It says explicitly. So Yachal Mumin Pasim Behem. So I might have thought that a Mum will also pass a Levi. So Vidinu, and the truth is, it's logical to assume that way. It's a Kalvachomer. Umako Hanim Shein Hashanim Pasim Behem Mum Pasim Behem Levim Shashanim Pasim Behem and Din Shiyum Mum Pasim Behem. If Kohanim are pasul by a Mum, and yet they're not pasul by age, Levim, which are not pasul by a Mum, all the more so should be pasul by age. So I'm sorry, if Levim, which are pasul by age, all the more so should be pasul by a mum. So Talmud Lomar, Zos Asher LeLevim, Zos LeLevim, Ve'Necheres LeLevim. The word Zos is a miyut. It's telling you, you know what's going to ruin a Levi? Age. And that's it. Zos LeLevim, but nothing else is going to ruin the Levi's ability to do the avoda. Yachal yu akohanim psulim b'shanim. I might have thought the reverse though, that a kohen should age out valo dinu, and it's a kal v'chomer. Umalavim she'ein mumim pulsim behem shanim pulsim behem. If by Levi where a mum will not ruin him, yet a certain age will ruin him, kohanim shamumim pulsim behem ain't no din shu shanim pulsim behem. So kohanim who are ruined by a mum should all the more so be ruined by reaching a certain age. Tamalomar Asher la Leviim velo Asher la Kohanim. That's why the pasuk says Asher la Leviim and not Asher la Kohanim. So you see that Shanim is a psul that's unique for Leviim. It doesn't apply to Kohanim as well. So Yachalaf b'Shilo b'Beis Alamim Kain. I might have thought that the same is true in Shilo and Beis Alamim. That it's that in Mishkan Shilo and Beis Alamim the halacha would be the same. If you look at Rashi, She'ina avodas Leviim ella Shoarim u'Meshorerim. There wasn't any major job of carrying things and stuff. All they had to do was close gates and sing. So I might think that that the halacha would be the same, that they would still age out, not only in the Mishkan in the desert. Tamalomar la avodas avoda v'avodas masa lo amarti ela bizman shavoda bekasev. That this halacha is only true when the avoda was by schlepping heavy things, by schlepping around the Mishkan through the desert. So now we're just asking a new issue. On the one, what age does the Levi start? Right, we discussed when he ends, at the age of 50, in the Mishkan, in the Midbar, when he had to schlep things. So, but what age does the Levi start? So we have one pasuk that tells me that those asher leviim from the age of 25 ben chamesh v'yasrim shana v'mala, he's yavol tzvot tzava b'avoda sol moed. He goes and he starts doing the avoda in the Mishkan. Yet v'kasav echad omer, we have another pasuk that tells me mi ben shloshim shana v'mala v'yad ben chamishim shana kalabal tzvot lasos melacha b'al moed. Again, describes the same thing, melacha b'al moed, and yet it starts at the age of 30. So Yef Shalom Shloshim Shekvar Nemer Chafhei. Can't say it's 30 because we said it's 25, but Yef Shalom Chafhei Shekvar Nemer Shloshim. Can't say it's 25 because it says 30. So which is it? Haketzad. How do we make sense of these two psukim? On the one hand it says 25, on the other hand it says 30. Which is it? So Chafhei Lilmod Shloshim LaAvoda. That it's a 5-year training program. That at the age of 25 he goes to learn how to do his various tasks. And at the age of 30 is when he actually gets to start. Mikan l'talmid shalara simin yafa b'mishnaso hei shanim shuvei neroa. And from here we learn a yesod, that if a talmid tries to learn for 5 years and he doesn't see a simin yafa in his learning for 5 years, that you're pretty guaranteed that he's not going to see a simin yafa after that. Now it doesn't say mikan l'talmid shalo mastered kol hashas and became a great posek within 5 years. It's simin yafa. I remember when I was in Karim Yavin, the Rashiva gave a shmuz. New Rosh Yeshiva, I mean, I guess not new anymore, but Rav Greenberg, he gave a shmuz about Simin Yafa. Can you imagine learning for 5 years and never once having a geshmak and coming up with a chiddush that makes sense or whatever? It's very and really committing yourself for 5 years? Most of us get frustrated after 5 minutes if we don't see a Simin Yafa, if we don't understand it. But 5 years, that's if you don't see a Simin Yafa. He wanted to tell me that it's impossible to go 5 years without seeing a Simin Yafa. I mean, it's not like these Levim failed the course. They went for 5 years and then they knew what to do, and then they were able to do the avodah. Now Rashi says Simin Yafa a little differently. Not just, you know, it feels good. Rashi says Simin Yafa lomid v'shochcho lo ra Simin Yafa means he forgets what he learns. Well, that's a little bit easier to do. It's very easy to forget what you learn if you don't chazer. So that's how Rashi understands Simin Yafa. But for 5 years, if he doesn't see any Simin Yafa, he's going to forget. But that's what the Bartanura and other Achronim point out. That's why in the fifth parak of Pirkei Avos, when it talks about the different ages to learn different items, so it says Ben Chamesh Lemikra, Ben Eser Lemishnah, Ben Chamesh Esrei Letalmud. Because each of those areas of Limud require 5 years of dedicated study, and then you're going to see a Simin Yafa. Certainly with Rashi's translation, we want you to remember Mikra, we want you to remember Mishnah, so you need to spend 5 solid years on each of them. Now, Ben Chamesh Esrei Letalmud, and that goes on for the rest of your life. So the Rambam describes it certainly that Talmud is so vast that it needs a lot more than 5 years. But that which the Leviim learnt is more similar to Mikra and Mishnah in that it's a set amount of material. Talmud is ever expanding. Mikra and Mishnah is a set amount of material that you just need to know what it says. Talmud is analysis. Analysis could go forever. whenever you have just a set amount of material that you need to know what it says, so that's going to be that takes 5 years, or you can't quit until after 5 years. Rabbi Yossi Omer Gimel Shana. Rabbi Yossi says no, it's only 3 years, not 5 years. Shomer Legadim Shnayim Shalosh Lamdim Sefer Veloshim Kazdim VeIdach, and the other sheet that says 5 years, Shiny Loshim Kazdim DeKalil. We'll say Loshim Kazdim is easier, is and therefore it only takes 3 years. VeIdach, and Rabbi Yossi, you said 3 years. We'll say Shiny Hilchos Avoda DeTekifin. Now the Hilchos Avoda are very difficult, and that's why it takes 5 years. So the question is on where Torah study fits in the difficult to easy spectrum. So somewhere between three and five, it's either 3 years or 5 years. 3 years if you assume that it's on the easier side. 5 years if you assume it's on the harder side. The Takif in Rashi says the Horda Mishkan the Farkel and the Tosel the Hamid Krasam Krasav Vashir the Carbon Peh Ubekli to know how to take apart the Mishkan and to know how to put it back together and to sing the proper carbon the proper songs during the Karbanos. So all of that is very challenging work. Now we said that Shloshim Avoda, that a Levi is Kashal Avoda at the time that he's Shloshim, the Ramah, at the time that he's 30 years old, the Ramah and Aruch Chaim in Siman Tavkuf Pei Aleph in Hilchos Rosh Hashanah says that you should choose a Shliach Tzibur for Yom Noraim who's at least 30 years old. And the Bir Agra says, Chul and Daf Chav Dalid, where do you get the idea of 30 years old? Just like the Leviim that did the Avoda, so too the Shliach Tzibur is Dugmas Avodas HaLeviim because it's Yimei HaDin. So it sounds like it's a special din in Yimei HaDin, that during Yimei HaDin, that's where it's more similar to Avoda. However, the Mishabura and Sifkat Nid Beis quotes in the name of the Gra that no, it's because Tfilah is Keneged Avoda, nothing to do with the Yimei HaDin, which would imply that it's not only should you have a 30-year-old Yom Noraim, you should have a 30-year-old year-round. So that's a little bit difficult because we're certainly not makbid to have 30-year-old daven for the Amid year round. So it seems that the whole idea is only smach bi'alma. The whole idea is not literally learned out. These are very different things. Davening for the Amid is very different than actually serving as a Levi. In the Tshuvas B'Sam Rosh, Simon Ayin, he has a famous comment. It's unclear who actually wrote the Tshuvas B'Sam Rosh, but he has a famous comment that if you have to choose between Yirei Shemayim and Shomer Torah Mitzvos and the Talmud Chacham, etc., who's younger, and someone who has less Yirei Shemayim, who's older, better to pick the younger person. The age shouldn't be the determining factor. It's just an extra mila for a bal tefila to have for Yom Noraim. But that's the minute is we're a little more makbid about the Yom Noraim bal tefila. You could say it's because of the shir that the bal tefila for Yom Noraim, the background music to Yom Noraim it helps bring up our avoda of tefila more so than it does during the rest of the year perhaps. Okay, Tana Rabbanan. Kohen Mishiyavi Shtei Sa'aros Ad Shiyaskin Kosher La'Avodah Umumin Poslin Bo. A Kohen is kosher to do the Avodah from the time he has Shtei Sa'aros, the time he reaches Godless, until he reaches the age of Zikna, unless he gets a mum will pasul him. Ben Levi Mi Ben Shloshim Yad Ben Chamishim Kosher La'Avodah. A Levi between the ages of 30 and 50 can do the Avodah. Bishanim Poslin Bo, and only when he reaches a certain age is he going to be pasul. Ba'med Var Mamurin. In Baal Moed Sheba Midbar. That's only in the Old Moed in the Midbar. Avul B'Shilu Beis Olamim Ein Nifsalin Ela B'Kol. But when it comes to Shilu and Beis Olamim, then a Levi is only going to become Pasul B'Kol. He doesn't become Pasul B'Shanim. So Amar Rabbi Yossi B'Kol, meaning he's unable to do it anymore. He's unable to carry the tune to sing along with the rest of them. Amar Rabbi Yossi Mikra. What's the pasuk that indicates that the Psul is B'Kol after they already go into Eretz Yisrael? So the pasuk says Vayihi Ke'echad the So Vayhika Echad means everybody, even Zakenim, as long as they're able to be Mashmiya Kol Echad, that they're able to coordinate with each other, that it's all one voice that's singing together, and you don't have, like sometimes you have by Birchus Kohanim, the different Kohanim singing different tunes, singing on different, so you should have one voice singing together, that it should sound like one voice. No, but it's not the Kohanim's job. I mean, the Kohanim aren't really meant as singers, the Levim are the singers, so it's but anyway, it should all sound that they're all together in that. Ad Sheyaskin, so the Kohen is kosher until he gets old. So he said a Kohen doesn't become possible to shun him. There's no certain amount of years that a Kohen is going to be possible to do the Avodah. So Ad Kama, how old is old then? So Am Rabbi La, Am Rabbi Chanina, Ad Shiirtas. It's not an age, it's a physical ability. It's until he shakes. Once he starts shaking, so then he's unable to be steady, then he shouldn't do the Avodah anymore. Tnan Hasam, Balkeri Shetaval. If the Balkeri goes to the mikveh, the lohitil mayim, and he hasn't urinated, the kshayatil tameh. So when he urinates again, he's going to become tameh, because we assume that they're a little, there's still a little bit of keri, there's still a little bit of the Balkeri that's the tumas keri that's inside of him. That when he urinates, the little bits are going to come out, and therefore he's going to become tameh again. Rabbi Yossi Omer, b'cholu ubzaken tameh. Rabbi Yossi says, no, only if he's sick or old, we assume he's going to become tameh. B'yelad ubibari tar, but if he's young and healthy, then we're going to assume that he's tahar. Even if he urinates afterwards, we assume whatever came out when he became a balkari the first time, it all came out. Right, that the concern is that nishar, as Rash says, nishar b'fiyah amat tzuche keri, the little bits of keri are going to remain inside of him, and it's going to come out with the meraglayim. Shechvaser is metame b'kol shu, even the tiniest amount, there is no shear, even the tiniest amount of shechvaser comes out is going to be metame. There is a halacha in Shulchan Aruch, the Rama writes in Yerdeus and Kuf Tzadiches, Sif Mem Gimel, that in the name of the Shari Dura, that a woman who has to go to the bathroom, who has to urinate, she should do so before she goes to the mikveh, if she needs to. She shouldn't hold it in while she's going to the mikveh. So some of the Achronim understand that that relates to perhaps that there might still be ziva inside of her, and you would want to get it all out. But the truth is that's not really what it's about. It doesn't seem that that's what it's about. It assumes that the concern is really about that if she holds herself in, it's going to be a chatzitza in the mikveh, which is a major discussion in the sugya of chatzitza bebeis hastarim. Had this whole back and forth with some other rabbanim in the neighborhood. One of the other rabbanim in the neighborhood heard that I told women that they can go to the mikvah lechachila with a nuva ring inside of their bodies, that they don't need to remove it because that's balua. It's not based on starim anymore, and it's therefore even lechachila. And some of the other rabbanim weren't so pleased about that. That's the sugya about that rama. It doesn't seem it has anything to do with tzuche ziva. It's an issue of, well, wait a second. She's holding herself in from urinating. Where exactly is the chatzitza? It's all the way inside of her body. Isn't that balua? Whereas, so the assumption is, probably, many of the posts can say, that she's going to be holding her legs close together because she has to go to the bathroom. That's the concern. Totally different issue. The Shor Mitzvah Balacha tries to relate it to our Gemara. It doesn't seem that it's really related to our Gemara. Okay, says the Gemara, Yelad Ad Kama. What about how young is young? Am Rabbi La, Am Rabbi Chanina, Kol Sha'om, meaning in terms of this issue that we don't assume that he's going to be tame if he urinates after going to the mikvah. So Kol Sha'om et al raglo achas v'cholit menalo v'nal menalo. Anyone is able to stand on one leg and take off his shoe and put on his shoe. I mean, if you put on your shoe standing up, that's a yelet. That's a simon that you're a yelet. They said about Rabbi Chanina that he was 80 years old and he knew how to take off his shoes and put on his shoes standing up, which is pretty impressive. I don't think I can do it now. Amr Rabbi Chanina, Chamin v'shemen shesakanti imi bialdusi shesachtani imi bialdusi hein amduli be'isiknusi. It's because my mother took care of me. She put all these oils on me and made me taught me all these methods of kept my limbs flexible and everything. That's why I'm able to do this when I'm an old man. That's why I'm still able to run marathons and whatever when I'm an old man, and I'm still able to change my shoes standing up. So this is a Gemara I never would have probably paid much attention to. It would have gone in one ear out the other ear. There's a Chiddush of the Maril Diskin. Maril Diskin Chumash, and his Chiddush Mal Chumash has a comment. There's a Medrash that says that when Moshe Rabbeinu was going by the burning bush, so it's a Pasuk Al Tikrav Na Alom, don't come close over here, right? And the Medrash says, Mikan, that Moshe Rabbeinu was Mevakesh Malchus, that Malchus Bikesh, he was looking for Malchus. So everyone wonders, where do you see Moshe Rabbeinu looking for Malchus? Because he told Al Tikrav Na'alon that you should back up. So Maril Diskin says it's based on this Gemara, that Moshe Rabbeinu was told, don't come close, you need to back up off this space, Shalna Alecha Me'al Raglecha, and remove your shoes from on your feet. remove your shoes from our Moshe Rabbeinu was how old at that time? He was 80 years old at that time, and he was told to remove his shoes, which means unless his mother took very good care of him in terms of the oils, which we assume most people are unable at the age of 80 to remove the shoes from their feet unless they sit down. And Moshe Rabbeinu was standing the Admas Kodesh, who you're standing on a place that's Admas Kodesh, that's holy ground. You're not allowed to stand on so on holy ground. The halacha is that in the Azara, Ein Yeshiva Ba'Azara El Malchus Beis David Bulvad, on the holiest ground, you're not allowed to sit. You have to stand. The only person who's allowed to sit in the Azara is Malchus Beis David. Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to remove his shoes right there on the spot. So says Meral Disk, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, no, you need to back up. You can't remove your shoes here, because you're going to need to sit down to remove your shoes based on this Gemara. And that's what the Medrash means, Mikan, that Moshe Rabbeinu was Mevakesh Malchus, that he tried to act like a Melech by taking off his shoes right there on the spot and sitting down. That's the Charifus of Meral Disk. And the most impressive part is that he remembers Chulin Chavdal Adam and Beis in explaining this Medrash. Anyway, so says the Gemara, Tan Rabbanan, Nismali Zikno, Roy Leaso Shliach Tzibur, Vlader Lufnei Ateva Vlisas Kapav. Once a person is Nismali Zikno, he's able to grow a full beard, so at that stage, and only then, he can be a Shliach Tzibur, he could be Yorid Lufnei Ateva, he could do Duchening, he could do Nesias Kapayim. So Frek tells us, wait a second, Tema, the Perka Kore Samagil, and Megillah Dachav Talad Amrin, Katan Kore Batar Reveno Paris Al Shema Vlu Yorid Lufnei Ateva, Vlu No Seas Kapav, that a Katan is not allowed to do these things. Mash Hevishte Saros is not anywhere near the age of Nismali Zikno. Hevishte Saros is when he's a bar mitzvah. So at the age of bar mitzvah, he's already allowed to do these things according to the Gemara Megillah. How can you say that? No, it's only when he's Nismali Zikno. So he says, Yeshlomar Dikshevi Be Saros Yachal Deiru Lifnei Ateva Avli Asos Shliach Tzibur Kavua Olispal Betainios B'Mamados. To be a shliach tzibur, that's one thing. So to be a shliach tzibur, that he could do when he's bar mitzvah. Our Gemara is saying that he shouldn't be the shliach tzibur. He shouldn't be hired for the position of the shliach tzibur kavua until, or for the important days, Yom Noraim and Tainios, and when the tzibur really needs a very bona fide shliach. So that's when we shouldn't use him until he's in the smali zikno. That's why you dafka have a zaken v'ragil biyori lifnei ateva. Zaken just means nismali zikno in this context. It doesn't have to be someone who's very old, but it needs to be nismali zikno. It can't be just someone who's just bar mitzvah. So Frek tells us, but wait a second. V'im tomer d'besofu l'vagazel mashma dafilu kata no seyes kapav. But in the Gemara Mesechus Sukkah, it sounds like even a child is allowed to do duchening, that you're allowed to put a child up there during duchening, d'amin and katan sheyadei lisas kapav, mechalkan lo truma beis agranos. Because we discuss who you give truma to and who you don't give truma to, and it says that as soon as the katan knows how to be noseis kapav, then you can give him truma beis agronos. But he's a katan. What do you mean noseis kapav? I thought we said that he's not allowed to be noseis kapav until he's a gadol, and regularly he shouldn't do it as the guy. He shouldn't do it until he's in the smali zikno. So b'kuntzus pirush lav dafka katan elamarik shevish tesaros. So Rashi over there says, yeah, inochinami doesn't really mean katan over there. It means a young bar mitzvah boy, but it doesn't mean a katan. Doesn't sound that way. Tulsa says, "El katan mam yishtumi the katan edel ledaber of melam do Torah veedel lishcha dochen mishchitasa demukla begadol amir al gabav." He says, "Nah, it doesn't sound at all that it means that it's a katan who's just a young bar mitzvah boy. It sounds like it really means katan. So is a katan allowed to be noseis kapav or is he not? Very important halacha lemaisa." So says Tulsa, "Yeshlomar the had the katan noseis kapav hainu im hagdolim." And this is what we pass in the Shulchan Aruch, that a katan can be put up to duchen together with gedolim. But if you have no one but a katan, then you cannot put up a katan to duchen. So if he's doing it together with the gedolim, because Amrin Gabashir, Ben Ragli Alvim, Hayu Omdin, Mitziri Alvim, Hayu Nukraim, Barakin Ein Be'eruchin, Avul Befnei Atzmo, Einu Nosias Kapav Atshiyavi Be'i Sa'aros. So on his own, he's not allowed to be Nosias Kapav until he's Mevi Be'i Sa'aros. Good. So that's the issue of Nesias Kapayim. Oh, one more important thing I forgot to mention with the 80-year-old guy who gets anointed with the various oils and everything in Maseches Yuma Daf Ayin Ches. Abaye says, "Amrli Eim Rabisei Diyanuka Maya Chamimi Umishcha." That having warm water and oils put on a young child is very important to his ongoing health and his long-term health, and that fits in very well with this Gemara. And what it's trying to say is that anything that's for the health of the child, you're even allowed to do on Yom HaKippurim. That's how that goes. Maimonios in Shvisa Sasser, Parakim Malach Zayin, writes in the name of Rabbeinu Yehuda that you're allowed to have a guy wash the baby even with warm water that was heated on Yom Kippur, because anything that's Rabisa the Yanuka, that's good for the continuing health of the baby, they were never goes there, the Rabbanu were never goes there. And Chamin and Shemen are part of the Rabisayu, are part of the proper taking proper care for a child. So says Sharm Tzion about Lacha, based on this, he thinks that it's mutter for children to go swimming during the 9 days. Because even though the Ramah says he's not supposed to bathe, L'shem Tanug, he says, but being in water, and that's very important for the health and the upbringing of children. And he says he thinks that it's wrong that people don't allow children to go swimming during the 9 days. 3 weeks, of course, but he thinks even during the 9 days, it's going to be mutter b'sayin Rabbi Sayin. Quite a chiddush, but he compares based on this Gemara in Yana Diyama. Okay, so says Gemara again. So when he's Nismal Yizikno, he's able to do all these things. Memesai Kashal Avoda, what age is he Kashal Avoda? Mishyavi Shtei Sa'aros. As soon as he has, as soon as he's a gadol, when he's Bar Mitzvah boy, that he has two hairs. Rebbe Omer Ani Achi Ben Esrim. Rebbe says, now I think it's only when he turns to the age of 20 years old. Amr of Chista, my time at the Rebbe. What's the reason for Rebbe? Duchsive Yamdu Asalviim Ben Esrim Shana Mala Lenetzach Hamalachas Beis Hashem VeIdach Lenetzach Shaini. And the other Shita, who says that it's before 20 years old, will say that no, in that situation it's different, because the pasuk Dafka says in that pasuk Lenatzeach. So Lenatzeach is different. That's different than regular. So Vahai Krabel Viim Ksiv, but the pasuk is by Levim. How can you use that as the source for Kohanim? So answers where could there be Shubban Levi? Dom Rabbi Shubban Levi, Ba'asim Rabbah Makomus Nikru Kohanim Levim. There are 24 places where Kohanim are called Levim, Zechaman, Vakanim Levim, Benet Sadduk. And this is one of them when it says HaKohanim HaLevim, Benet Sadduk. So Levim is a reference to Kohanim. Tan Rabban, Vish, Mizarach, Ledorosa, Mikanam, Rabbi Lazar Katan Pasal Avoda, Vafilu Tam, that a Katan is not allowed to do the Avoda, even if he's a Tam. Me'emus HaKashal Avoda, when is he Kashar to do the Avoda? Mishi Yavishte Sa'ar. Only when he grows two hairs, when he becomes a gadol. Avul achav haKohanim ein manichnos alavod ad sheyehei ben chaf. But the other Kohanim aren't going to allow him to do the avod until he turns 20. Ikeda amri haRebbe hi vaAfil psul derabanan lesley. Some say this is a reference to the shita of Rebbe, and Rebbe would hold that there isn't even a psul derabanan when he's under the age of 20, when he's heavy shtei saaros. That's the again. Rebbe says ad sheyehei Ben Esrim, I'm sorry, Rebbe says Achie Ben Esrim, that even a Psul Drabanan he doesn't have, he's not going to have. Vikadamri, Rebbe Isle Psul Midrabanan, Rebbe would hold that there is a Psul Midrabanan, Vaharabanan who, and this is going like the sheet of the Rabanan, Ulcharchila hu delo, Avaldiyevet Avaldasuk Shera. And the Psul is only a Psul Lucharchila, but Bediyevet is Avoda still going to be Kasher. So there you can plug it into each of the sheetos, whether you want to say like Rebbe or whether you want to say like the Rabanan, that even the Evan until he's 20 years old. Okay, so we'll stop there. We'll pick up with the next Mishnah tomorrow.